Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Welcome to Sporgy, the show that gives you half-ass sports fans giving their half-ass opinions. And now, here are your hosts.
It's Fantasy Hack, week 11. Chris, man, only two more weeks of the playoffs. No JR tonight. He's in South Dakota. He can have fun with that after that snowstorm that went through the country earlier this week. Jack's here, though. He's hanging out. All right. So, week 11, Jack. How'd you do?
I had another great week. 5-1 again.
Nice.
Actually, yeah, it was 5-1.
Cool. I went 3-2 again. I'm satisfied with that, because especially the
bye weeks were brutal.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many leagues my bench was just half byes.
Yeah, I had one league. My big money league, the bye hurt me. I put up 130, but my opponent put up like 160, because he also had he had Mahomes, he had Derrick Henry, he had somebody else who put up 30 points, but it was ridiculous. So. But I can tell you, my money leagues, the leagues I pay to be in, 6-4 going into week 11. I'm pleased. I should make the playoffs.
Well, I took over somebody in a money league because he was going through some issues, so I decided to take over his thing. And I had a big game this week, but I took Drew Brees off my IR slot because it's a thing in that league where you can put a guy on IR and still have an extra roster spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I take Brees on IR, and I had Garoppolo and Cousins as my quarterbacks. And I already had a pretty good bench, but everybody was on bye, so I decided not to pick anybody up because I had picked everybody up to where I would have a full lineup to go for week 10. And I actually kept Cousins and Garoppolo while starting Brees. And, of course, they both proceeded to outscore Brees, I think. Maybe not Garoppolo, because I know he had, like, a pick and two fumbles, but I know Cousins did, and I would have won if I would have started Cousins, but nope, Drew Brees decided to get a fat 9 points.
Yeah.
Which was horrible, so thanks for you, Drew Brees.
This whole week, I call it upset week, because that is what it was. The entire... I mean, everyone who was supposed to win, like, if you made any picks this week, you failed. I mean, that's...
Like, I think we jinxed the Colts fan base last week by saying that the fantasy gods gave them a blessing after Brissett's injury, and then they went ahead and lost to the Dolphins. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, Cleveland won.
It was a weird week.
Yeah, this whole weekend was teams that were supposed to win lost and vice versa. Yikes. I mean, so let's just start on Thursday. Setting the tone, the Raiders beating the Chargers.
Yeah, what's up with that?
All of a sudden...
I mean, I understand the Raiders were at home, but...
All of a sudden, the Raiders are a playoff team. They're one game out of first in their division. That is insane to me.
I don't know if I can call them statement wins, but those were wins against, you know, solid, good caliber opponents for them, and... It came through. But I gotta say, Phillip Rivers, with the game on the line, that was the worst performance I've ever seen by anybody in a clutch situation like that. Go 0-7.
Even worse than throwing to your third string tight end on the final play of the game? And the other team gifting you a timeout to go, you sure about that?
Well, Lions fans, I didn't forget about that one.
Yeah, but I mean, in this, Derek Carr, the quarterback of note in this game, don't rush out to add Derek Carr, yeah. Melvin Gordon finally being Melvin Gordon, for the second week in a row. Is it safe to say he's back?
I think it is in terms of rushing. I think Eckler's still a threat in the passing game.
Though. Yeah, and Keenan Allen.
They're still utilizing.
Welcome back.
Oh, yes, welcome.
He took like a month off,
welcome, sir.
Even though he still started.
Pulled a Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. Darren Waller, though, we talked him up, and he's kind of disappeared since we started talking him up.
Yeah, come on, Darren Waller. He got that big extension, and it was like, well, it looks like I'm set. Maybe I can stop playing.
And then Jacobs, how did he do in this game? Wasn't it fairly pedestrian?
I think it was normal. I didn't think it was too out of the ordinary. It wasn't bad either. Let's see what.
Actually, hold on. Let me check.
16 rushes, 71 rushing yards. He had a touchdown. And then 3 for 5 for 30 receiving yards. That's actually a pretty solid day. 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. So I think Josh Jacobs is probably the most consistent part of that Raiders offense.
I'm really interested to see what his draft stock will be next year.
Yeah.
How early people will take him, just because he's so consistently good.
Yeah, he'll probably be a top 10 running back next year.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, maybe even top 5 if he gets Rookie of the Year, which that's been swirling around him.
Who counters him? What, Barkley, Elliott, maybe Aaron Jones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Barkley needs to get back to form. We'll get to him later. So the Sunday slate, Lions and the Bears.
Oh my gosh, come on, Cam Driscoll, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, Matt Stafford, late scratch. I'm wondering if that injury is real or if that's just Patricia going, yeah, we're done. If you're hurt, let's not tempt fate.
It's Matt Stafford. I can't remember the last time I didn't see Matt Stafford on the field for the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, remember he had his first two seasons. We were about to call him a bust because he couldn't stay healthy, and now he's gotten this reputation as like this Iron Man in the NFL.
He's modern day Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, but it's Lions. How many times on this show have we decried the Bears' offense as awful? And you know, they looked like...
And they were for the first half.
Yeah, well, they looked like playoff contenders playing the Lions. Allen Robinson proving to be the only pass catcher worth owning. David Montgomery, another decent game. Mitch Trubisky looks like a quarterback in this game. Yeah, but it's... I mean, you continue to want no part of the Lions' backfield. I think the only... The only people worth owning on the Bears are Allen Robinson and David Montgomery. And yeah, we'll move on to the next game. Ravens and the Bengals. Lamar Jackson. Man.
I'm shocked.
Right,
by the outcome of this one.
Yeah, especially against the only winless team left. But Lamar Jackson has himself a day. Marquise Brown has himself a day. There was that what I thought was cool, and it's the play that made all the headlines. The following day was the play that had all three of the Heisman winners in it.
Oh yeah, Ingram, RG3, and the Jackson, obviously.
Yeah, that was cool. Joe Mixon, hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Welcome. This is like his first game in double digits in like, what, 1.5?
Well, dipping into the college realm, I feel like the Bengals had their eyes on the LSU-Alabama game more than this actual game right here.
Yeah, figuring out who their quarterback's going to be.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow, hope you like orange and black.
Bungle for Burrow.
Yeah.
Gotta do it.
Yeah, so you want to own Lamar Jackson, you want to own Mark Ingram. Marquise Brown, he's still boom or bust in my opinion. But he seems to be the receiver.
Yeah, well, who else does Jackson have to pass to? What, Willie Snead?
Yeah.
Really? They count on Willie Snead?
Mm-hmm. But this offense, it's making its bones in running.
The run.
Yeah, whether it's because Lamar Jackson, it's like having a second running back out there at all times. So, yeah, AFC North goes through the Ravens till further notice. Bills and the Browns. Woo.
Brownies, it's getting it done.
Jarvis Landry. Having a game.
Sir.
Odell Beckham. Man, he was my first receiver that I drafted on one of my teams. Ooh. Boy, am I regretting that. Josh Allen, the better quarterback in this game. Nick Chubb, the running back of note. You know, I did hear an interesting statistic on Buffalo today.
What?
That coming into this game, their opponents are 9-42. So I guess what I heard is the Buffalo's record could be seen as kind of a mirage here.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Oh, you there, Jack? There we are.
Yeah,
you're back.
My controller dies when I don't do anything. No, but I saw the. I saw today things we learned from Week 10, and one of them was the Buffalo Bills are not as good as their record.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be so quick to make that assumption. And I thought about it a little bit, and I was like, you know, maybe he's right, because a loss to the Cleveland Browns is really not submitting your greatness application there, because... It was a very sloppy game.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Let's look who Buffalo has beaten. The Jets. The Giants. Ooh. The Bengals. They lose to the Patriots.
Predictably.
They beat the Titans. They beat the Dolphins. They lose to the Eagles. They beat the Redskins. They lose to the Browns.
The best team they've beaten is the Titans? I mean... Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't exactly set the... Hey, let's...
Set the tone.
Let's look at the best record they've beaten. It's probably the Eagles. Or, no, the Eagles...
Titans, I think.
Man, the standings here. Yeah, Titans are 5-5. So you can pretty much look at their schedule and say if a team is over 500, the Bills can't beat them. Because so far, that is true. So,
well, there's one player on the Bills that I want to talk about, and that's John Brown, because I feel like this guy's flying under the radar. I mean, his worst game in terms of stats, he had 51 yards. He had 77 yards this week. He had 76 yards last week, and he had, 5 of 8 for 54 against the Eagles. I mean, I feel like...
Yeah, he's averaging...
Under the radar.
He's averaging 14-plus fantasy points this year in ESPN leagues. And he's, yeah, I thank your dad for dropping him in the league that we're in together. I picked him up. He has been a quite the replacement for me in the wide receiver department. So, Josh Allen, that's a guy that's going under the radar as far as fantasy quarterbacks.
Especially with the legs. I think he gets it done. Mm-hmm. Scrambling department.
But I think you want to Josh Allen, John Brown, Devin Singletary, Frank Gore if you're in deeper leagues. But
Singletary, I think he had like an okay. What? Let's see here. 8 rushes, 42 yards.
Compared to last week, he didn't have a greatest day.
He's got the Dolphins next week, so.
Yeah, it really the only Brown you want to own really is Nick Chubb, right? I mean, Landry is a flex. At this point, I'm calling Odell a fringe flex.
Odell.
Just, he has not been who he's supposed to be, at least on Cleveland.
It's like the new age, A.B. and Juju, but Juju is Landry. But
yeah.
Odell seems not, he can't make the play as the wide receiver one, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Next up. Another shocker. Titans beat the Chiefs. Wow.
That was a good game to watch.
Who saw this coming?
That was a great game. from a neutral fan perspective, just watching that was a great game. Back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, if you are a football fan, this was a good game. There was a few games on this week that if you love football, this was the week for you. But yeah, Mahomes is Mahomes. Tyreek is Tyreek. So again, like, we want no part of the backfield, right?
Nope.
Yeah, Shady gets benched as a healthy scratch, yeah. And it seems Damian and Darren are just going to keep sharing carries. No thanks. On the Titans, it's Derrick Henry, right? That's it.
Yes, sir.
End of list.
Wow, what a big day.
Yeah.
He's actually picked the MVP lineup.
It's finally in week 10. After week 10, I am finally ready to say you can trust Derrick Henry. Now he'll probably the next 3 weeks score a total of 10 points. But I'm just
do it.
It's,
please.
I can't argue with the results anymore. He'll have an average week, and then he'll put up like a 30 pointer. And then this was the time last year when he really started busting out. So. I begrudgingly say you could perhaps... I'm not saying trade for him or anything. But I'm just saying you could probably go ahead and start him and not worry too much.
He's a reliable start.
Yeah. Falcon Saints. Where the hell did this come from, Atlanta? Especially losing your running back. I mean, Devontae Freeman was a really big loss.
Was he?
Because
they bring in Brian Hill, and he goes for 61 yards on 20 carries and a 10-yard reception, also receiving touchdown.
Yeah. And he's
that seems better than whatever Freeman has done. I'm going to actually look at that right now. Is that better than Devontae Freeman has done all year? I got to see this. Okay, no. He had that one big game against the Cardinals, but like other than that game, he's done nothing. And here comes Brian Hill in less than a full game, and he does that. So.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be one of the hot names on the waiver wire this week.
The new Wayne Gallman.
Yeah, Drew Brees hanging, giving you a big fat 9.
Oh my God! Really? Come on, Brees, really?
But Michael Thomas is Michael Thomas.
Yes, sir. Viable.
Yeah. Julio, Austin Hooper, he's going to miss some time. Ouch.
Well, I was offered a trade today, Zach Ertz for Austin Hooper, and I did accept because the things I was reading was he's either going to miss nothing or he's going to miss next week, and I'm perfectly fine taking a week off and having, like, you know, a less than average tight end in my team.
Yeah, I would take an injured top tight end in the game versus a healthy guy who's been a major disappointment this year. So, I understand why you took that trade. Yeah, the Saints. This is an anomaly. They'll be fine. This is just. I think this was a division game that the Falcons got up for.
I'm just gonna knock on wood for you there. Sorry, man, after last week, I feel like we need to do that.
Right. Anything else of note in this game? Or
nothing much that I can think of, actually.
Yeah. Next up.
I think Latavius Murray still got in the game, even though Kamara was like a little banged up, right?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of been the tone for his season, too. But, I mean, when you get as much work as that guy does, you're going to get banged up.
Yeah.
Next up, the Battle of New York. Some also may call it the Battle of New Jersey.
What was it? Combined record, what, 5 and something like that?
Yeah, well, now they're 4-15. Yeah, the Jets get win number 2. Darius Slayton, probably a guy who will be another sexy name on the waiver wire this week.
And then return to invisibility next week.
Yeah, when Sterling Shepard comes back, he's a ghost. So, Le'Veon Bell, man, like, he's got to get on a better team. He needs to.
Who would take him? Who needs a running
back? Detroit? Philadelphia?
Philadelphia doesn't need a running back. Howard, maybe the Falcons, if you want to move on from Freeman.
I bet there's a team in Boston who'd love to add Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, no, please. Belichick about to trade a six-round pick for Le'Veon
Bell. Yeah. Just, there are plenty of spots for this guy to go. Danny Dimes, 308, four TDs, and he still loses.
I mean, just how the cookie crumbles, I guess. No defense.
Although, if I'm a Giants fan, record be damned, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm hopeful for the future because Daniel Jones has had
proven his worth.
He's been a lot better than the last couple years of Eli. I'll say that. Eli. Yes, yeah, so it's Saquon, Evan Ingram, but is he coming back this week or is he still expected to miss more time?
Let's see. Well, he's on the bye, so.
Yeah.
We're fine. Extra week to heal, I guess.
Is he expected back in week 12?
It says here he's questionable for this week. There's no game this week, so I mean, I would expect him to be back in 2 weeks.
And then on
let me see who they're playing. What? They're playing the Bears. It's not a horrible opponent.
And then on the Jets, you want to own Le'Veon. He's still a reliable starter. As far as pass catchers,
I have Robbie Anderson in a few leagues, but I mean,
See, Jamison Crowder's like a flex.
Yeah. Well, Robbie Anderson, one catch for 11 yards. Yeah. Remain on the bench, sir.
I mean, there's been all that talk of...
Hey, Jamison Crowder, great game. 5 of 6, 81 yards and touchdown.
He's a flex play. I mean, there was a lot of talk about the Jets having an easy schedule for the last month. But, I mean, unless you're carrying two quarterbacks and they both get injured, you don't want any part of Sam Darnold. So, let's move on to the Cardinals and the Bucks.
That was actually Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Wow.
138.
I'm alone. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's 138, three TDs.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed because I was only on six catches, which that was the most mind-boggling stat for me.
And he had that huge bomb.
Oh, yeah, that big bomb. It was like 60 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And, of course, since we talked about Ronald Jones, Peyton Barber had the better game.
Yep, thanks, Ronald Jones.
This is just one of these teams. I hate their backfield. I hate it.
Well, I was waiting, you know, because, again, that was a pickup because I, you know, had the bye 2 weeks ago, and I held him around because they announced him as a starter, and he had the good game last week. And, you know, everybody said that, you know, now's his time to shine with the starting role, and then he does that. So, thanks. Ronald Jones.
Yeah, you can't trust their backfield. You can't. There's no clear leader in this backfield. That ain't Barber the Starber. Jones has a good game. It's been a trend. Jameis Winston, 358. Only one touchdown. Did he get picked again?
Did he?
There's nothing listed in his little summary here, but...
Yep, two picks.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Famous Jameis.
So,
I'm actually looking at Ronald Jones here, and he actually had 77 receiving yards, and he had a touchdown, but he did a fumble loss, so
yeah.
A fat minus two.
Kenyon Drake did all right. David Johnson, thanks for nothing. Literally.
Nothing. Kirk, loser.
I am wondering now, because of what the Cardinals did between Chase Edmonds, and that I am wondering if Kenyon Drake was brought in because David Johnson is more hurt than the Cardinals want to let on.
What's up?
Because they essentially have two RB1s.
Well, fat five rushing attempts for two rushing yards. Thanks, Chief, and a fumble lost. So, I mean, what, the 10 yards that he gained turned into a minus one?
Yep.
That's it?
Yeah.
David Johnson, what, top 10? What, rated in fantasy this year, and...
We're 2 years removed from him, or 3 years removed... No, 2 years. It was 2017. He was the number one pick.
Yeah, This is the biggest, like, one-hit wonder in the history of fantasy football. It's horrible.
Yeah.
A gigantic monster season, and then he decides to do nothing.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as players you want to own, let's see, on the Bucks, you want the receivers. That's it. You want Godwin. You want Evans. End of list. No
wait
OJ.
A minute. Now that I think about it, OJ Howard, welcome.
Yeah.
You decided to play this week. I can't imagine anybody started you, but
I'm surprised. I'm amazed if he is still owned in most leagues. Like, you got to be
catches 47 yards and a touchdown. That's still pretty bad.
You have to be hurting at tight end to be rostering him.
You have to have both guys on a bye, nobody on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
So you just look at OJ Howard in the face and say, "Get the job done," and you pick him up.
Yeah.
With tears in your eyes.
And then you're on the Cardinals. You want Captain Kirk. That's about it.
Yes, maybe. Sir.
I'm trying to pick up Kenyon Drake as a streamer this week because I have Jamal Williams.
What's your opinion on Larry Fitzgerald?
Retire, sir. He's doing all right. He's still averaging double digit fantasy points.
I feel but bad.
His best years are behind him.
Yes, they are.
Here we go. Dolphins and Colts.
Oh my gosh. Come on, Colts.
Devontae Parker still providing fantasy value.
Hey. Proving his worth.
Hey, I started him. The team I started him in this week, he won. Not saying he was the reason they won, but he contributed. Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Do they get Brissett back next week?
They better hope. Because, again, you lost against the Dolphins.
You lost. That's...
But to feature... The Colts are banged up. No T.Y. Hilton. No Jacoby. I mean, it's the Marlon Mack show.
Marlon Mack. Let's see how he did. What?
90 carries.
19 rushes, 74 yards, and 8 receiving yards and 1 catch.
Yeah. Thanks for the 9 points. Yeah, it's really... Those are all the fantasy-relevant people in this one. Devontae and Marlon.
Well, I have a feeling a few people picked up the Indianapolis defense, and were very disappointed by the outcome of this one.
Yeah, and I didn't see enough out of Mike Gesicki for everyone to go as nuts as they went last week about him.
Well, what? He had those, what, 2 catches for, like, 18 yards, and then decided to fumble... And then nobody trusted him for the rest of the game, and he proceeded to do nothing. I think he got 0 points. Yeah, 3 for 28 and then the fumble.
Yeah, so again,
yeah, 0.
The only Dolphin player you're even touching is Devontae Parker. That's just this podcaster's opinion. Panthers at the Packers. This game, I loved that. This game was awesome. If you love football... This is one of those games for you. Oh man, the last quarter of this game was the snow flying, the Panthers.
Vintage Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, vintage Aaron Rodgers. The Panthers not scared. Yeah, we're from the South, so what? We don't care about the snow. Bring it. But CMC, what can you say? My only complaint about this game is why on the last drive of the game, are you not putting the ball in the MVP's hands? I mean, yep. He's the only person in MVP talks that is not a quarterback. Why did he not get the ball more?
Well, say more, and that's because DJ Moore.
Oh, I see what you did there.
9 of 11 for 120 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And Greg Olsen, playing like it's 5 years ago.
Sir.
But to in that snow, you got a dink and dunk, right? And who thrives in dink and dunks? Running back and tight end.
Big man.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, all of the fantasy stars, quote unquote, in this game.
98 yards.
Yeah, we're really Panthers. But Aaron Jones, 3 touchdowns again.
Goat.
I mean, there's another guy who's probably in. It's probably MVP talks. The only other non-quarterback is probably that guy.
Aaron Jones.
Of course. Yeah, I was thinking about watching this game. It's like, wow, Green Bay finally has a running back again. You know, it's been a long time since Donald Driver, and they finally got someone in the backfield they could somewhat rely upon week after week. So it's,
he's young. You got to sign him.
I think now you got the trio of Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and the Green Bay and Aaron Jones. Yeah, we'll see you in the playoffs.
Hopefully.
Maybe even in the NFC title game. It's possible. And yeah, it's, let's see, Kyle Allen, if he's still on your waiver wire, pick him up.
Yep, is him from here on out.
Yeah. Yeah. CMC, DJ Moore. You're not finding him on the waiver wire. Actually, you might find DJ Moore. 2 weeks ago, I found DJ Moore on the waiver wire on Sunday morning, and I went, what?
Did you pick him up?
Hell yeah, I did. I don't even remember who I dropped. That's how insignificant the person I dropped was.
You don't remember him.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Carolina's number one receiver? Yes, please. Like, I think I dropped a wide receiver two or three for him. So, yeah, it was a definite upgrade for me. And yeah, no, it's the Packers. I think we named everybody. Again, people, do not be fooled by the big Jimmy Graham game. Do not be fooled. He said, like, maybe. Yeah, he said two or three this year. We're already in week 11. Do the math.
Scrapshoot.
Yeah. He's a bye week fill in, maybe. And we got this week and next week, and bye weeks are over. So, Rams and Steelers. Cooper Kupp, come on, man. Now, to be fair,
disappoint everybody.
He was double covered. He was. One thing I'm going to give the Steelers is they kind of knew this year they were screwed in the offense department after Big Ben went down. So they've gone through and they have shored up that defense.
They have got a great defense.
Yeah.
And are you giving them a shot at the wild card?
Yes. Simply because of what it says in their jersey. And Mike Tomlin's their coach. Now, I think they'll be first-round fodder, but I think they got a shot. Especially to...
That'd be very satisfying.
They have to play Cleveland and... I feel like we did this before. No, who's the other... it's the Ravens and the Steelers.
The Bungles.
Cleveland and... Yeah, they got to play the Bungles and the... And the Browns a couple more times. So there's at least two more wins for them, in my opinion. The only good part about Cooper Kupp's zero is I was playing somebody who started Javid Johnson. So the zeros canceled each other out, thankfully.
That's good.
Jared Goff.
I had to play him because Stafford decided to not play.
So, but he's Flacco 2.0. He's a game manager.
243, two picks, four sacks.
Yeah.
And he had three fumbles and a fumble loss. Three fumbles? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff, another guy that received a big payday and decided to not play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Jared.
Todd Gurley. Is he startable still?
I mean, I have him, and I don't know. I feel like if I would have told somebody before the draft not to draft Todd Gurley because he's going to be absolutely horrible this year, I would have been laughed at.
Yeah, anyone would have.
So I just continue starting him. I don't know why. I just see the projected numbers, and I see that, oh, man, projected to have a good game. He doesn't deliver, and for some reason they still project him at it, like, top-tier status.
It's probably a little bit of recency bias going on, but so at this point, he's a flex play, like a high end flex play for me. Like he's not like I heard another podcast today. He's not Todd Gurley in all capital letters like he has been the last couple of seasons. Robert Woods, welcome. He's been decent. Like. He has survived by point thresholds all year to stay on my teams, so I mean he's been all right.
Lived up to potential.
Yeah, but I mean seven receptions for 95 yards, I'll take it.
Yes, sir, give me that.
Yeah, I mean he still gave you almost 15 fantasy points, so or actually six, depending on the league, he might have even given you like 16-ish. Connor's supposed to be back. I think he practiced.
Please come back. I need you. I can't rely on Ronald Jones anymore.
Mm-hmm. But the Rams, I mean,
it's Rams. It's like, a big disappointment.
Cooper Kupp is really the only player you need to own on that offense, right? I mean, everyone else is like, you are living without Brandon Cooks right now. You could probably live without Robert Woods. You know, like if this was Todd Gurley last year, you'd be a fool not to have, but it's, you could, I dare say you could own a fantasy team this year, not have Todd Gurley on it, and you're still going to compete. I dare say this in week 11. And it seems Gerald Everett and Josh Reynolds are kind of soaking up the Brandon Cooks targets.
Well, who's behind Cooks?
Josh Reynolds.
That was him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see, Gerald Everett, 8 catches for 68 yards.
Yeah.
It's not a horrible for a tight end.
Hey, if you need a tight end, he's still on a lot of waiver wires. All right, so the night game, Minnesota and Dallas. Man,
that was a great game.
This Minnesota offense, I've said it before and I'll say it again, this is what I thought they would be when they traded for Kirk Cousins last year. This is what I heard. He was going to that receiver core. I was like, oh, shit. He made Washington a playoff team just having one good receiver. You know,
That's just the passing game. And then you got Dalvin Cook, who's ridiculous. And has been insane this year.
So it looks like they needed a year to mesh in Minnesota. But, man, once they caught, good God. And this was no Adam Thielen.
Yeah, and Diggs, even in double coverage, he can get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
He's proving it.
Kyle Rudolph stepping up. Now, I'm not saying you should go out and pick up Kyle Rudolph. This isn't 3 years ago. All right. But I think it's going to be fun in the NFC North because you got Minnesota and Green Bay. I mean, Minnesota's only one game off of Green Bay's record. So
I guarantee you both those teams will make the playoffs unless something catastrophic happens.
Yeah, and at this point, I believe, Minnesota would have to lose out to finish under 500, and at this point, if Green Bay loses out, they finish 500, so. Dallas, though, Amari Cooper, he's the man. Dak Prescott, he's the man. Zeke, tough game for you.
Yeah, we all have those days.
Yeah, it's Zeke. And it's Minnesota's defense. Yeah, he'll put up like 40 points next week. Don't worry about Zeke. Detroit can't stop the run. If you own Zeke, you'll be all right. In Minnesota, you want to own Dalvin Cook. Kirk Cousins, he is still out there on waiver wires.
You know? And I think, are we going to upgrade him from bye weeks and injuries to reliable starter?
I think by week 11, he's kind of proven reliable starter.
I see. 23 completions, 220 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was sacked once. He had a 2-point conversion. He had 5 rushing yards. Nice. It's a great game.
Yeah. And Dallas, I just think Dallas ran into a good team. I think Dallas is going to be a playoff team this year. You know, they seem to have their ups and downs, but I see. I know you're an Eagles fan, so you have your ears plugged. I think Dallas will be all right, and I think you saw two teams on Sunday night that will both be in the playoffs.
Well, I'm looking at their schedule right now. They beat the Giants, they beat the Redskins, they beat the Dolphins, they lose to New Orleans, they lose to Green Bay, they somehow find a way to lose to the Jets, they beat the Eagles, then they beat the Giants, and then they lose to the Vikings, and I want to say, obviously I'm extremely biased as I look at my Philadelphia Eagles season ticket holder flag here in my room, but Buffalo Bills situation?
It's starting to kind of look that way. I mean, they did beat the Eagles. That is an over 500 team, but the rest of them, though, but I'm with you on the rest of them.
New York Jets, really?
If you take away the Eagles, all your victories have been against sub-500 teams.
I think this Detroit game is actually a pretty big game because this is a middle-of-the-road team. This isn't like a hit or miss. All the teams that they've played have either been really bad or really good, other than maybe the Eagles. So, what? They beat the Eagles. I want to see how they fare against Detroit here. In Detroit.
think they'll be just fine.
They got New England Week 12. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. And then, from what I have heard, probably the best football game of the year.
Yes, sir.
And I slept through it.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That was an exceptional game.
Yeah. I woke up at, 2 a.m. yesterday and traveled for 12 hours. So by 6 o'clock, I was sleeping. So, yeah, from what I heard, this game was an awesome game, and I missed every second of it. From what I hear, overtime. Let's see. Emmanuel Sanders gets injured. Doesn't faze him.
And then who shows up? Who's going to make the play?
Debo.
Debo Samuel.
But dude, both teams lose their number one receiver. Tyler Lockett going to the hospital with a leg injury.
After the game.
Yeah. Let's see. Jimmy G. 248 and a touchdown.
But the turnovers are a problem.
Yeah.
What? Let me see here. What? Get a pick and two fumbles? Five sacks?
Yeah.
I have a feeling in this offseason, I don't care what happens, the San Francisco 49ers are going to go out and get some offensive linemen. So they've got to start protecting their golden goose here.
Yeah.
As it seems he has given up the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that too, and that Breida injured again.
Fine. You got what? Mostert and then Coleman still.
Mm-hmm. Chris Carson, 89 yards, a touchdown. I mean, but I think the shining star of this game, again, fantasy wise, the San Francisco defense.
Defense, yes, sir.
Yeah. The
defense.
I mean, this is a defense I picked up just based on the numbers in like week two or three, and I have held on to them ever since. Even when I had to drop him for a couple weeks, because you don't stash a defense. Statement. That's insanity. You know, I still managed to pick him back up, but these guys, I mean, it's. Whew.
Well, you know who the other big winner was, right?
Who's that?
Every player ever on the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Yep, Don Shula sleeping well once again.
Dolphins fans, best moment of the year. Huh?
Yep.
At least for your team.
Yep. He had two teams. Like, man, I really thought the Patriots were going to go all the way.
Who get the done, but nope.
Yeah.
Decided to poop a bit against the Ravens.
Yeah. But so that was it for this week because there was six teams on bye.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. I was really brutal week for the bye week.
Yeah. And then.
We got some good teams on bye week next week. We got what? Seattle's on a bye?
Seattle, the Packers, the Titans, and the Giants.
Well, I mean, Seattle's the big one. Packers are another big one.
Mm-hmm.
What, Aaron Jones and McCaffrey owners. I mean, not McCaffrey, what's his name?
Saquon. Carson. Well, Saquon, too.
And Saquon. And a tough week for running backs. I have a feeling Ronald Jones is actually looking better.
Yeah.
And we said earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sporty. ChristopherMedia.net.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday. I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
ChristopherMedia.net.
Sporty.
Well, you brought up Aaron Jones. Let's go into your MVP lineup.
Yes, sir. So, quarterback, big surprise, Lamar Jackson. Again, I don't understand how he does his numbers. Only 15 completions? Everybody else is getting like 25 completions. But he gets the same stats, only 15. So 15 completions, 223 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 65 rushing yards, that's on 7 rushes, and a rushing touchdown. So what is that? That I think that puts him at like 288 total yards and 4 total touchdowns. That's an MVP type game right there.
He's a football machine.
Yes, he is. He's built. He's an athlete. You know who else is an athlete? Derrick Henry, 23 rushes, 188 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 for 2, 3 receiving yards. But that's the best game we had from a running back throughout the National Football League, and Derrick Henry certainly proving his worth, especially here going to the fantasy playoffs a couple weeks.
I think the reason he is thriving this year is because that's all they got.
Well, I mean, they can't find a reliable quarterback. What, they got Tannehill and Mariota, and
yeah,
they've been flip-flopping. But Derrick Henry seems to be the consistent back to own there. And then RB2, familiar name, Dalvin Cook. 26 rushes, 97 rushing yards, rushing touchdown. But unreal in the passing game, 7 for 7 for 86 yards. Okay, I see you, Dalvin Cook.
So, hey, someone's got to make up for Thielen.
And he certainly did. Prime time. And then wide receiver 1, I'd say both these guys are big surprises. Christian Kirk, the Arizona Cardinals again. 6 of 10. 6 catches. He posts 138 yards and 3 touchdowns. He's averaging half a touchdown a catch. That's ridiculous. And then our other surprise receiver, Darius Slayton. Who would have thought? Not Darius Slay.
Yeah, Darius Slayton.
And I actually made an error here because I said he was on the Lions in my notes because I'm an idiot. So again, 10 of 14, 121 rushing yards and 121 receiving yards and then 2 receiving touchdowns. So ridiculous. Great day. And I'll be laughing when he gets picked up by half the teams in the fantasy and then decides to get nothing next week because fantasy football.
Well, and then just remember, he's Sterling Shepard's replacement. He comes back, and that's it for him.
And he's back.
Yeah.
And Golden Tate's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And then tight end, Mark Andrews, 6 for 8, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's a great game for Baltimore Ravens tight end. And, I mean, he's proving his worth. I feel like he's going to be higher draft stock next year. Maybe top 10 conversation.
Yeah.
And then our kicker, probably the biggest crapshoot of the week. But I don't know why I read these stats, but 2 field goals made within 30, 39 yards. 2 field goals made with between 40 and 49 yards. A 50-plus field goal only made 2 PATs. So kickers are people too. And then How is it not San Francisco? I don't know, but Pittsburgh Steelers. Best defense of the week, allowing 4 points. But 4 sacks, 3 picks, fumble recovery, the touchdown, 2 4 down stop, 4 tackles for a loss, 4 3 and outs, and then 40 run sharing yards.
Yeah.
And, yeah, great day. Still, they didn't. I'm shocked that the San Francisco defense didn't make it on there, but again, that was kind of a shootout to some extent.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who should we be looking at on waivers this week, sir?
Well, last week, my players, they weren't bad They weren't good. It was mediocre. Except for Mike Kosicki, because he decided to get 3 of 6 for 28 yards and a fumble loss. He'll play Buffalo next at home. I know, seriously, fumble ruined everything. Bye week's an injury, maybe. So, every person on the radio, all podcasters, including myself from last week, safe to say we took an L on this one. But, we'll see how he does next week. And then Hunter Renfro, Oakland Raiders, okay. 4 or 5, 42 yards, it's all right. That's what, 4 points? I mean, that's better than he was expected to do, and 8 points in PPR leagues. But it's the Chargers. They'll play the Bungles next. So I think we can look out for a big day here. Torch that Bungle for Burrow secondary. And then I know we hate the Detroit backfield, but J.D. McKissick last week, 10 rushes, 36 rushing yards, 6 or 7 passes caught, and 19 receiving yards. They play Dallas next. He's getting involved. That's it. I mean, if his role expands, it's kind of too late to... It's too late in the fantasy season to, like, wait on it and see if he gets more involved.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a little late for that, but we'll see how he fares. But then this week, huge name right here, Jacob Hollister. This guy is proving his worth. Tight end for the Seahawks,
yep.
8 of 10, 62 yards and a touchdown against probably one of the best defenses in football, maybe the best. He's on the bye next week, but the last 2 weeks combined, 12 catches for 99 yards and 3 touchdowns. Will Disley's injury is opening doors for this man, and I think he'll continue to get it done. He's having a great few span of the games. So
yeah, and I know we say this every week, but this week on waivers is brutal. Like, I think I have maybe 3 claims in. Like, it's...
Well, we didn't have any really, really big injuries this week other than, what, Freeman and Sanders?
Yeah.
Those are 2 big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shall see what Brissett's status is next week.
Yeah, and we're probably, dude, we're a little late in the season for breakout stars, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, speaking of one of our injuries, our next guy on the list, Deebo Samuel, 8 of 11, 112 yards. That's 11 points and with 19 in full point PPR. But, I mean, Sanders and Kittle were both not playing. So I see here in bold lettering in all caps, injuries will decide your fate.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on... I mean, he's just a depth guy at this point.
Yeah, if Kittle plays, I think San Francisco wins that game. Like that.
You see him up in the booth, he was dying to get out there.
That's a big piece of that offense to be missing.
Yes, it is. You got to get those big men.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old-style football team. Great defense, hard-nosed running attack, and you always want to hit the big men, and clearly he wasn't out there, and they felt it, especially late in the game.
It's the old...
You need to rest out. Yeah.
The old 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yep. And then our last guy, we already talked about him, Brian Hill, running back for the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I normally don't include people that will be in the game just because somebody got injured. Like, I didn't include Gallman in my thing because I always try to use guys that prove themselves on the week and so they deserve to be in it. But Brian Hill is a different story because... He damn sure proved himself with 20 carries, 61 yards, and then a receiving touchdown along with 10 receiving yards. So, what, 71 yards and a touchdown? And that's great, especially against New Orleans. And they will play the Carolina Panthers next week in Carolina. So it says that I have here that Dan Quinn came out and said that he is confident that Brian Hill will be your starting running back, depending on Devontae Freeman's injury. So, we shall see.
All right.
Sporgy. ChristopherMedia.net. ChristopherMedia.net.
Sporgy. Then let's move on to this week's games. Thursday Night Football. Division Battle. Steelers at the Browns. Ooh. Yeah, this is probably a much sexier matchup a couple years ago, maybe 20 years ago, perhaps 30 years ago. But it's happening 2019. Yeah. Who? Steelers. I mean, we're done with Juju, right?
Yeah.
I've started to see Juju on waiver wires in some of my leagues.
Because nobody wants to, you know, you want to trade him, and then nobody's willing to trade for him.
Like, yeah, like, is there a Steeler you have to own right now?
Well, unless you know a Steelers fan in your league, that, you know, we'll just be a homer and take him.
Yeah.
That's about it.
The Browns, I mean, yeah, we went over this. Nick Chubb.
Browns, really?
Yeah. Landry, Beckham, and a list. And Landry and Beckham at this point are flex plays. Chubb's a starter.
Is the Steelers defense a play this week? I think it is.
I don't think they're a play every week.
Confident.
But yeah, especially they're going against the Browns. It's a division opponent.
It's Mayfield, more importantly.
Yeah, don't care that the Browns are at home. Let's see. Next. Cowboys and Lions. Start all your Cowboys.
Yeah. Damn, just no faith.
You might even want to start Jason Witten in this game. Just saying.
Please. I'm from the Stone Age.
Yeah. I mean, Lions,
you're... lost season.
Matt Stafford, maybe, if he's healthy. Galladay. I mean, that's really all the Lions I'm touching. As far as starting, Marvin Jones is a flex play because he continues along his boom or bust path.
Hit or miss.
Yeah, but yeah, it's if you got Dak, Zeke, or Amari Cooper, start him because Lions. Big. Yeah, they got Darius Slay, but he can't cover everyone, and the Lions are notoriously bad against the run. This year's no different. So yeah, Zeke will be back to Zeke this year. Or this game, at least. Jaguars at Colts.
Colts got a rebound. Can't take the L here.
Yeah.
Nick Foles, welcome back.
Yeah?
Honestly, I just want to say welcome at this point.
Yeah.
What do you play, like, what, one quarter?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll have that rapport with DJ Chark that Gardner Minshew had. I think
Gardner Minshew...
Yeah, I think Chark has proven his worth as the wide receiver one on this team. Hopefully,
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah. Colts. They need Brissett. Marvin Jones. And that's it. Right. T. Y. Hilton still injured.
Are you starting Ebron?
No.
Do it. Don't fall for it.
At this point, he's like, in my opinion, he's tight end three at this. Maybe tight end two or three. Yeah.
Is he a PPR play?
Maybe. Like, if this were last year, sure. But this year, he is... It just seems like it's a split between him and Jack Doyle. Like
I feel like if Luck were there, Ebron would be a stud, mm-hmm. but not.
Yeah. Bills at the Dolphins. Start all your Bills. Josh Allen, John Brown, Devin Singletary...
Don't start Frank Gore unless you're desperate.
Yeah. Dolphins, Devontae Parker. That's it.
List.
Yeah. Broncos at Vikings.
Will Thielen be back? That's the magic question.
Mm-hmm. Will they need him? Aren't they 2-0 without him?
Well,
they're
superstition coming into play.
Yeah, Vikings are at home. Broncos aren't that good.
Give Dalvin Cook the rock.
Yeah.
I don't care if Von Miller exists. Give him the rock.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota's favored by 10 at this point. They're 10.5, so. Yeah, you're starting Cook, you're starting Diggs. I don't want to say you're starting. I mean, because I'm contradicting myself from earlier in the podcast, but.
I'll do it. Well. Depends. You have what were the buys again? What? Guess if you have Hollister, can't play him. Can't play Ingram. Who's the other one? There's another team. Oh, I guess Jimmy Graham's not really a threat.
No, it's a start of running back or it's quarterbacks. You got Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson on a bye. So I mean,
this might be a game.
This might be a game if you find Kirk Cousins to start him. But yeah, moving on to the man, more division play. It's the NFC South division week again. The Saints and the Buccaneers. I think Drew Brees will rebound nicely from his 9-point performance.
The Saints defense will rebound nicely with famous Jameis coming to town.
Expect some more picks.
Sir.
Oh, yeah. Saints are starting.
3 points. I have the Saints defense and I have the New England defense, and I don't know who to start. I think I'm going to start the Saints, though. Just because I hate having somebody against the Eagles while watching the game, and the Buccaneers are not very good in terms of the turnover department.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints, you're starting the big three, Breeze, Kamara, Thomas. Buccaneers, you're starting Evans, you're starting Godwin, that's it. Yuck. Jets at the Redskins.
Oh, my God. There's like a bowling tournament on. I'll probably watch that over there.
Yeah. Oh, I think Sam Darnold gets victory number 3. Because, I mean, this might as well be even. The line is Washington by 1.5. So it's essentially even.
I feel like we're going to see what we had early in the year. We had like that. It was weird because it was a good team. It was the 49ers and the Redskins. Whereas that pathetic excuse for no offense because it was in the rain.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we're going to see here. I feel like the Redskins won't be able to get anything going. And the Jets won't be able to get anything going. Defense is going to be the player.
Yeah, are there any players on either of these two teams you're starting?
Your guy McLaurin, maybe.
And that's a maybe. I have rostered him since like week 2. He started for me maybe twice. Now he's still worth having, number wise.
He's a good bench guy.
Yeah, but as far as he's essentially just warmed my bench because, you know, not to pat myself on the back here, but I got better receivers on that team. But I mean, if I have to say you're starting anyone from these two teams, Le'Veon Bell. And that's just because he's going up against the Redskins defense.
And because he's Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Falcons-Panthers. Here's a game where you're starting more than one person. The Panthers, you're starting CMC. You're starting David Moore. Greg Olsen's a flex play. Maybe even you're starting tight end, because tight end is a shit show this year. The Falcons, you're starting Matt Ryan. Yeah, Brian Hill, you're starting Julio.
But Calvin Ridley, flex play, fringe.
Yeah. I'll put him and Greg Olsen in the flex play category. Maybe even look out for the Panthers defense in this game, but we'll see.
We shall see. Another one of those things that I saw from what we learned of week 10, it was Luke Kuechly is past his prime.
Yeah. Texans at the Ravens. Shootout alert.
Watson and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. I mean,
this is going to be a game for the ages. I hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, because one team has a great receiver core and no running game, and one has no receiver core and a great running game.
Yep.
So Baltimore is the home team. They're favored by 4. That's essentially almost even. It's what your dad say, the home team gets 3, so that's essentially even.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's even. Vegas is going flip a coin on this one.
Vegas wants to sit down and watch. Oh, yeah. The game.
You're starting Lamar. You're starting Mark Ingram. You're starting Deshaun. I hate to say it.
Brown.
Yeah, you're starting D-Hop. Mark Andrews, more than likely, if you own him, you're starting him.
Darren Fells, don't do it.
Yeah, Carlos Hyde, fringe flex play. But still, he's got decent fantasy numbers. The team I have him on, he's stayed within my threshold to stay on my team. So, I mean, he's having a decent year.
What happened to Duke Johnson being a good player this year? That really never happened.
He's a passing back. And unfortunately, the Texans have To me, passing backs take the place of a good tight end. And Texas
they don't have a good tight end.
They have a good tight. They have a decent tight end.
They have Fells and what? Aikens or whatever.
Yeah, Aikens is. But I mean, Fells has proven he has fantasy value. So I mean, it's.
But he seems to be a hit or miss. He's never consistent.
Yeah, he's touchdown dependent. But he seems to manage last few games. He seems to always manage to get a touchdown. Though that's why he has value, I think. So. No, we'll move on to the West Coast games. Division battle here. Your new home team, the Arizona Cardinals, heading to the Bay Area, taking on the 49ers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be... Well, first of all, this game just happened 2 weeks ago. I never get when the NFL does this. But also, I mean, the Cardinals gave the Niners a run for their money the last time they played.
Yeah, but the 49ers are going to be mad if they lost that game. They're going to come out with a fighting spirit and at home against, well, not really a division rival, but not a worthy opponent.
Yeah, they're coming off a bad beat to a division team. So, yeah, it's, you know, but again, I mean, it's... Weapons against weapons.
The 49ers D.
49ers D. You think that's how they're winning this?
I really do.
Because, yeah, I mean, you're, let's be honest. 49ers, you're starting running back banged up. You're starting receiver banged up.
Banged up.
You know, you're starting tight end banged up. I mean, this could.
Kirk will return to form.
Yeah, this could be an opportunity for the Cardinals to win. I don't think it's going to happen. Because of that defense that San Francisco has, but I mean, if you're going to win any week, Cardinals, against the 49ers, this is going to be it when everybody's hurt. And yeah, you know what? You're starting the 49ers D. You're starting George Kittle if he's healthy. You're starting Christian Kirk?
I mean...
Maybe flex play?
Flex?
Yeah. Fringe flex?
I feel like he'll return to form.
And by that, you mean sucking?
Yeah. Because what? Who's. Like, other than Fitz, maybe? Is there any other relevant receiver? So I feel like we'll have a double coverage and then we'll just have scrubs.
And then.
Except
I'm,
for Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I'll say it. I'll bring it up. Since my computer loads here to remind me of the statistic. Kyler Murray.
Oh. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Give me those rushing yards.
He's, as of the time we are recording this, I almost said December. November 12th, 2019. He's the number 9 quarterback in fantasy this year. Number 8. He's ahead of Aaron Rodgers. He's ahead of Tom Brady.
It's because of his legs.
Yeah.
He runs the ball. He is if he learns the passing game, he'll become the next Lamar Jackson. I think he'll be better than Lamar Jackson because he's so fast. Just he has to got to get the job done with his arm. He's proven that he can get it done with his legs.
He has the second most rushing yards of a quarterback, second to Lamar Jackson this year. Yeah, he only has 5 picks. I mean, that's like 2 games for Jameis Winston.
Damn, that was cold.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
So, I mean, he's as underwhelming as Arizona has technically been. I mean, Kyler's been doing his job. So,
proving why he was the number one pick.
If you're seeing him on your waiver wires, which is doubtful, you might want to grab him.
There's no Aaron Rodgers. There's no Wilson this week.
But, he's not.
God, there's no Daniel Jones, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. He's not awful. Bengals at the Raiders. Ooh, well, Raiders are going to be 6-4. You're starting Josh Jacobs.
Sir.
People are calling him wide receiver run. I'm calling him a flex play. Tyrell Williams.
On a run, bro. Don't do it. Well, yeah. I don't want to say don't do it, but...
Tyler Boyd is perhaps a flex play. Bungles. Yeah.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Mixon. I mean, yeah, maybe. Flex play. But yeah, other than it's, yeah, at Raiders, I mean, I'd say Waller is still a starter.
Oh, you mean you got to start him?
Yeah.
Is that another volume start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, they're feeding him the ball. Yeah, then Patriots. Ooh, here you go. Patriots at the Eagles.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. I want to watch this game. I really don't want to watch this game. Like, I just don't understand. Like, both teams have had a bye week to prepare. You know, I hate to be the guy, but what happened last time we played you guys? But, I mean, I think they're going to get their revenge. I don't have that much confidence. I mean, you know, what do we think about Jordan Matthews?
Coming back to the Eagles.
I'd say pick him up and see how he does. Just keep him on the bench. If he does something, then there you go. You have this guy that nobody would think to pick up.
Yeah, but my problem is it's not 2011.
It's not. He's been signed 3 times. There's a reason he's been cut every time. They didn't keep him around.
Didn't he actually... Didn't he have a cup of coffee with the Patriots? Like, what... Wasn't he picked up in the offseason and then didn't even make it to the regular season? Like, one of those kind of deals?
I wouldn't be surprised.
But, yeah,
well,
I mean...
Well, actually, I'm surprised they didn't sign him after, what, Brown left and then Gordon left. Well, I'm just happy that we finally have somebody to extend the field. Because Jeffrey's just tall. Ertz is, you know, the big guy that can block half the time. Goddard, same thing. But I don't know. We shall see. And the Patriots, start your Patriots. Do it. Start Tom Brady against this horrible D.
Yeah, you're starting Tom Brady. You're starting Edelman. I'm sorry. I don't have enough confidence in this backfield. I mean, yeah, it's Sony Michel, sure. But as far as Patriots, the only people I'm sure you start every week are Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. Everyone else, flip a coin.
Sony Michel wants to know your location?
Yeah.
Wait, nope.
Mm-hmm. Eagles, I think Jordan Howard is a must start, finally.
Do it. Jordan Howard is getting the rock. He's a volume... Volume guy.
Wentz, I don't know. I don't know if he's must start.
I really don't know. You know, I have Josh Allen. Actually, I think I already put it in. I have Josh Allen and Brady. So I picked up Allen for when Brady was off. And then somebody dropped Carson Wentz. And the more I think about it, it's actually more realistic than I thought it was. And I put in a claim for Wentz over Allen. And I have until tomorrow to cancel that claim. And I'm thinking about canceling it. Because I don't know about Wentz against this defense. Or I might just start Brady, I don't know.
The problem is, Wentz doesn't have anyone to throw to. You got the ghost of Zach Ertz. And
double covered Zach Ertz.
Yeah, and then...
And Dallas Goedert can't run very far up to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm. Again, you have Alshon Jeffrey, who hasn't been Alshon Jeffrey since he's left Chicago, quite honestly. And then, yeah, you're... it's your number two spot. It's just been a horror show all year.
It's a very iffy game in terms of fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I still think the only, you know, the lock to have a good game is the Patriots defense.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, this is going to be a low scoring affair. The over under set at 44.5. I think that's too high.
That's way too high.
Yeah. Speaking of another game with a low over-under, the night game, the Bears and the Rams.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. This is going to be another low-scoring game.
This will be the battle of high expectations and underachieving.
Yeah, because both teams have kind of done the same. I mean, their records are only one off from each other. You know, both of these teams have the potential to leave this game 5-5. I mean, man. The only person I'm saying to must start out of these two teams, Cooper Kupp.
Early because of volume.
Yeah, Montgomery in a flex. And that's a maybe.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean Robert Woods has been inconsistent.
Oh my God, I have him, and I'm so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald Everett, maybe.
Yeah, I think you want none of these quarterbacks.
No, don't, please don't do it. I'm starting Stafford if he's healthy.
Yeah.
And if you have to risk on your team, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm the NFL, I personally flex. I flex the Patriots-Eagles to this spot. But that's just me.
I just got their game unflexed today for week 12.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, the funny thing is, you know who the most consistent player on either team this game is?
Oh, God. Who?
Greg Zuerlein.
True. Greg the Leg.
Greg the Leg. This is the first time in the history of this podcast that we are saying, start a kicker. Start Greg Zuerlein.
Yeah. Yeah, if you see him, pick him up.
Greg the Leg.
Like you said, kickers are people too. Kickers score points too.
They are. They do.
And then the Monday night game. A couple weeks ago, this game looked like, wow, this is going to be a blowout. No. Not, I mean, well, maybe. Chiefs at the Chargers. Chiefs are 6-4. Chargers are 4-6.
Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. You're starting him. You're starting Cheetah. You're starting Kelsey. That's all you really need to start on the Chiefs.
Start Hunter Henry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then
Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, Hunter Henry, Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen, simply volume situation. And again, he's... Yeah. And, yeah.
Who's the other one? Mike Williams, maybe?
I mean, he's another guy that the preseason was full of talk about him, and then the regular season start, and... But it's... Either way, I think it's going to be a good game. You know, the Chiefs... I believe... Weren't the Chargers one of the few teams last year to beat the Chiefs? But that was also last year.
That was last year.
So, all right.
What about defenses? Are you taking the Chiefs' defense?
Yeah... I've already had them and dropped them in a league. Put it that way.
They must have been playing the Dolphins.
Yeah, that is just like last year. That, to me, is their liability. Is the Chiefs' defense. Hey, let's look at how many points they've let by this year. The fewest they've let by is 6. All right, and the most they've let by is 32. I mean, on paper, they're better than last year. Because remember, by this time, we had already had that epic Monday night game where they let the Rams put up like 51 on them.
That's one of my favorite games.
Oh, that's going to go down as one of the best games ever. At least, if not in football history, at least in Monday night football history. I mean, the Chargers, it's not over for them, but I'd say the Chargers are in must-win.
Desperation time.
Yeah, every game is a must-win at this point. Let's see who they got to play.
I think I have a tough schedule coming up, actually. I think they still have, I think they have the Chiefs again, now that I think about it.
Yeah, they are a division. Yeah, all right, so they got the Chiefs, probably a loss. They got the Broncos, Jaguars, Vikings, Raiders, and then Chiefs. To close out the season.
All mediocrity, except for the Vikings and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So the doors will open, but you got to go on a run, and you got to win one of those games. Either it's you got to win one of those three games both games against the Chiefs and the Vikings game are the huge games, and then you have to win against these mediocre teams.
You cannot afford a loss. You got to beat all the mediocre teams, and I say you got to win two out of three of those games against the Chiefs and the Vikings, because taking three more losses, that puts you at 7-9 if you went out. So I'm saying you have to win.
You have got to get
two or more of those games against the.
Yep.
So.
I'm not so confident the LA Chargers, especially with the competition in the AFC.
I do not envy old man Rivers at this point. He's got his work cut out for him for the rest of the season.
Old man Rivers.
Yeah. So, all right. We have definitely we've given you a long one this week. It's all right, though.
Bold predictions.
Let's see.
Well, actually, I looked at last week's, and me and my dad both got ours right. Because I can't believe I did, but I predicted the Falcons taking the dub, and my dad predicted Niners taking their first L. Now, you actually were close, because you said that the Panthers were going to win in Lambeau. So you were close, so... We were 2 out of 3 last week. So.
I was like a half a yard short. what really hurt me with that game is I'm in a FanDuel weekly league with a couple of my buddies, and that touchdown, I would have won all the money. Instead, I came in second place. If that touchdown goes, I get in first, I win all the money last week. But instead, I get a measly second place.
Can't have nice things.
Boo. Again, why are we not? And again, this is probably another reason why I was upset about why are we not giving the rock to McCaffrey on that last drive more? Because maybe not the touchdown. Maybe he just breaks off a couple nice runs. I still win.
Yep.
That, so it is what it is.
It makes a difference.
Fantasy football, it's great. And it's almost over. Boo. But so we'll be back next week for week 12 to get you ready for we're coming into the last 3 weeks.
Into the playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs start week 14. So, you know, I hate to break it to you. If you're under 500 in this week, you're not going to the playoffs. Just saying. Unless you're in a really bad league. You know, unless you're like 4-6, your playoff hopes are done. Yeah.
The playoff hopes are done.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, real quick, the Lions over the Dallas Cowboys are my bull prediction. Sorry.
Wow. Let's see. Let me look for my bold prediction here. I'm gonna go with
Cowboy defense is just gonna give up some.
So many choices this week.
I had division games.
Yeah. You know what? You and your dad will like this one. Picking the Eagles over the Pats. Why not? That's a bold ass prediction right there.
It's a very bold prediction.
It's probably gonna be on the wrong side of history on that one. But
same with mine.
Yeah. So everybody, thanks for listening. Everyone who's been listening this season, thanks for letting us know that, hey, the world could use another fantasy football podcast. We are at the Fantasy Hack on Twitter, the Fantasy Hack at ChristopherMedia.net. Don't forget to check out Sporgy every Thursday on ChristopherMedia.net. We drop every Wednesday. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, either the iHeartRadio app, ChristopherMedia.net. Set your lineups, and we'll catch you next week.
Adios, amigos.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. ChristopherMedia.net.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for listening, and thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.